Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the call tonight. Good to have you here. Glory to God. We're going to have a Holy Ghost time up in here. So get ready, get ready, get ready. I just want to share that we're now 2.5 years coming together each Thursday night to stand in the gap for our nation, its leaders, and its citizens. But those of you new to the call tonight, please return. We would love to have you, and what an honor it is to stand in unity and in agreement for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done over our blessed nation, America. So please note this. This call will be moving to Monday night, beginning this coming Monday the 17th, same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, same number and code. So stay with us. Our prayers bear fruit because two or three have gathered in his name and have one mind and one heart praying together the word of God and watching the words spoken supernaturally bring change and answers. All for God's glory. Amen. So as we start this call tonight with our special guest, Mark Taylor, I just want to say welcome, Mark, on behalf of this prayer team and its listeners. With that said, let's keep on keeping on. So prayer warriors, let's get on the wall and pray in the spirit now for this call, its host and its speakers, to cover and protect all topics shared, for God's words to be spoken, giving wisdom in all prayer target and goals. So be encouraged, speakers and prayer warriors, in your mission tonight. Jesus has given you authority to pray in his name and to know that he will answer our prayers according to God's will. Amen? Amen, everybody. Back to you, Francine.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on the National Prayer Call for America, also known as Fire on the Altar. You better believe it. The prayers, oh my gosh, they're like incense that go up to the Father. And we have seen one prayer after another through the 2.5 years manifest. And it's just been so powerful. Why? Because the Lord says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their lands. I am telling you what, people, God is on the throne, still on the throne, and will always be on the throne. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. I'm just so excited about tonight's call. I also wanted to let you know that our website, our new website, Fire on the Altar, the National Prayer Call, .com, actually it's fireonthealtar.com. It's also connected to our Upfront and the Prophetic website. You'll be able to check that site daily for events, special guests, websites of Mark Taylor, prophetic sites, trusted news sites, because that's where we're going to have to go. As you can tell with the censoring of YouTube, Facebook, and every social media platform, but I tell you, God is on the move. I wanted to, before we have Jeff blow the shofar and then introduce to you our special guest tonight, Mark Taylor, you got it. He is on the call with us tonight. I wanted to actually pray for the armor to be upon us, okay? It's just so important that when we go in for prayer that we are equipped. So, Father God, we just thank you that we stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around our waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, we take up the shield of faith, which is, Lord, to extinguish all flaming arrows from the enemy. And we take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And I'm going to also pray Mark Taylor's prayer in regards to frequency. If you want this prayer after the call, email us at upfrontintheprophetic@gmail.com. And I will send this to you. It says, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would release your warrior angels and heavenly hosts. We agree and declare that they would take us off of the enemy's radar and scramble the enemy's frequencies, airways, for your kingdom must come now. Your will must be done now, right now, Father, as in the heaven, also on the earth. Amen and amen. So with that, I want to introduce you all because I just felt in the spirit that it was just so critical that you all truly understand what is going on. And for those of you who are have never heard of Mark Taylor, man, you better get with it. Come on now. Just look him up, Google up. You know, here, the Trump prophecies. Have you heard of that? Okay, do you have the book? You got to get the book. Mark Taylor is an awesome man of God that heard from the throne room of heaven way back in 2011. And I'm going to have him shoot it from there. All right, Mark, hey, we've got you online. Go ahead. Debbie, I need you to open up his line for me, please.
All right, hold on. It's
okay, bruised. Awesome. For some reason, my switchboard just went like totally goofy.
I have it. Mark, you live, sir.
Okay, thank you guys for having me on the prayer tonight. It's an honor to be here. And thank you for doing that, sharing the, getting off the, jamming the enemy's radar, getting off the frequency there, because the stuff, some prayer points that I'm going to share tonight, guys, this stuff is no joke. It's even, some of the stuff can even be borderline dangerous if you don't have some of that stuff in your bloodline cleaned up. But one of the prayer points, and the biggest prayer points right now that I talked about with this afternoon, is the judicial system. The judicial system, and I've been releasing this with the Strike Force of Prayer as well, other prayer groups. My head intercessor, Melissa Leggett, they've been doing this because the judicial system of itself is corrupt right now. And this is what the president is up against right now as far as cleaning it out. Whatever this spirit is right now, it's more like it's a principality. And I'll share this with you guys to show you the depth of this, because one of the worst demonic attacks that I had has to do with the judicial system. And you have to understand what the judicial system, these people from Obama, the Bushes, Clintons, they've put these guys in these positions to protect their pedophilia, to protect their human trafficking, their sex trafficking, their satanic rituals, whatever the case may be, they've put these guys in place to do this. Now, I've also got word here recently, a couple of the days ago, that they are assembling all of the liberal judges, federal judges around the country right now, to go against the president of the United States. So this, if you don't have my prophetic words on some of these, a lot of the judicial stuff, I encourage you to go to my website, swordrescue.com. You can print them off for free and use them as a blueprint. Lay them out, use them as prayers, war with them in the spirit. But let me share a little story with you guys, just to let you guys understand that before you go into this, these prayers with the judicial system, because this thing is very strong, whatever it is, and because the backlash on this could be bad, okay? So my wife works for three different federal judges, and we went to a retirement party for one of them, and it's 45th anniversary on the bench. And so there were 17 other federal judges there, and while I was there, I was looking around the room, and not once, not twice, but three times, something passed by me in the spirit. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, this is not good. I said, what is this? And it was my own fault. I didn't pray on the way up there because I really didn't see any threat as going up there. It wasn't until I got there that I realized some stuff was going on. So I was looking around the room, and I'm thinking, how many of these judges are going to be removed? How many could possibly be corrupt? Do they know that I'm the one that's prophesied against these guys? And so I left there not praying up. It was my own fault again. I didn't pray up when I left, and this was a hard lesson to learn for me. I got home that night and went to bed, me and my wife. And my wife, usually when I'm in warfare at night, I do this like deep breathing thing. She hears me breathing real heavy, and I tell her, don't wake me up, because whatever it is, I got to deal with it. And I said, just pray over me. And so she was doing that, but I started screaming the name of Jesus, literally screaming. And if people know me, that's not me. And so she put her hand on my chest and tried waking me up. And finally, that didn't work. This was going on for like 10 seconds. She was doing this. And she finally put her hand on my face and was literally shaking my head to try to get me out of it. And when I finally came to after 15 seconds of this, I had to sit on the side of the bed and get my composure. Now, this being that had a hold of me was literally laying in the bed next to me and had his hand over my mouth like he was trying to keep me from prophesying. And that's when the Lord was showing me that this, whatever this is over the judicial system, guys, it's nasty. So I encourage you, please take it from me. I learned the hard way. You do the enemy's radar prayer first before you ever go into warfare, because what you're doing is, the Lord showed me this, is that what you're doing It's just like John 3. You're cloaking yourself. When they went to stone Jesus, he hid himself from the crowd. And if we can do the same things he did, we can do greater things, he said. So what the Lord showed me was that you can literally jam the enemy's radar and scramble his frequencies, because he showed me this in a visitation he gave me in a dream where he had this blueprint and he had red dots on there. And he said, those are the enemy positions we're jamming his radar, where he can't see what we're doing. So when I started putting the piece of the puzzle together, the Lord showed me, before you ever do warfare, do the prayer that takes you off his radar. Because if you speak something out of your mouth beforehand, the enemy is setting up reinforcements waiting for you. And so it makes your warfare even harder. So this way, when you do the enemy's radar prayer, you are literally ambushing the enemy. He doesn't know you're coming. So it makes the warfare a whole lot easier. Now, with the judicial stuff, this judicial thing, we need to, prophecies that I've gotten in here. It's called Time Is Up for Those Who Are Corrupt. We need to be asking the Lord to remove these judges from the bench who are corrupt and replace them with righteous, godly judges who will literally judge by the Constitution and by the law of the land, basically. Now, there's also another prayer point here. I have been contacted by multiple judges, federal judges, and I don't want to name them. One I can name because she's given me her permission, but Judge Paula, she's a federal judge up in Pennsylvania in Pittsburgh, and she's asking for prayer, godly woman, and I've even got to hear on some interviews I'm going to get her on. She's going to expose some things that's going on, because she is a godly woman, and what they're trying to do, because it's a sanctuary city, this is another prayer point, the sanctuary cities are being forced down the throats of the conservative federal judges because it's the law. So we need to be praying that the laws, ungodly laws, would be changed to righteous laws so that these guys can literally, from the bench, it makes their job easier. So she's going to be exposing a ton of stuff. But guys, I just cannot hammer this home enough that this judicial thing, it is nasty. Now, the president is getting a lot of people through now. I think things are starting to move where he's getting a lot of people on the bench, his appointments that he needs. But it's also, this is what's also keeping, I believe, some of the arrests, the mass arrests that are coming for the elite and the globalists here in this country. And a lot of these politicians, they know it, which is why they're trying to hamper his appointments for the federal judges. Because they're trying to get enough judges in place that when these things do go to court, that they don't get handed off on some technicality, and which we have seen happen with the president time and time again. So right now, probably the biggest thing that the Lord's been showing me right now at this point in time is the judiciary system right now. That is the tower that needs to be taken down and cleaned up, basically, the corruption taken out of it. So that's pretty much all I have right now, Francine, unless you've got something else.
Yeah, what else is the Lord showing you prophetically in regards to 2020?
As far as the president?
Yes.
He's going to be sailing into office. It's going to be like it's going to be an easy walk. It's going to be a huge tsunami at this. And he's not. And by the way, Trump is not the only Trump that will be in the White House. The Lord has revealed that to me. There will be another Trump in the White House. There's another one coming. So this is going to be ongoing for years to come. The Lord is stepping in. He's cleaning America up. He's cleaning the globe up, from this Luciferian reign that's going on right now. And but it's in the meantime, we're in a transition period right now, guys, where things are very dangerous right now. We're at the most dangerous part of this because he's about to release the FISA and the OIG. This is why you're seeing the false flag step up, which is another prayer point. Another prayer point is the cabal themselves are trying to start a war with Iran. You're seeing that right now. You know, we freed North Korea from the cabal grip, CIA. Venezuela is being freed. We've had Syria is being freed from the cabal, CIA grip. And now the only one left right now will be Iran, and then Israel will be last. And so it's not – and I want to explain Israel here for a second. It's not that we're coming against Israel, the people. It's not the people we're coming against. It's who's running Israel. It's the cabal. And that's what God is cleaning up right now. So the same thing was what was happening with America, and we're still dealing with it. It's the deep state that runs things that God is taking down. It's not the people. It's not the country. It's the people, or it's the deep state that he's taking down. So the judicial system, false flags, and the taking down of the cabal. And so it's and keeping these wars at bay, so to speak.
No, I mean, there's a lot of mess, though, in the church, too, isn't there? I mean, the cabal, I mean, many may not realize this, but the cabal has attached its tentacles within the church as well, right?
Yes, yes, and I call it the deep state church. And what people don't understand is that a lot of these TV ministries, a lot of our seminaries, a lot of our churches, they are human trafficking. There's sex trafficking. There's pedophilia. There's cannibalism. There's satanic rituals going on in these churches. Look at the apostle in California that just got arrested. He had 1 million followers, guys. 1 million. And this guy just got busted for rape, human trafficking, sex trafficking. I mean, and his headquarters was in Mexico, but he was in Southern California. So I mean, this is just the beginning of the exposure that's going to take place. And then another prayer point, if you guys, I can add to this, is that
be praying
that because the Catholic Church is going to be exposed, all of the denominations are going to be exposed to all of this. When everything that I just rattled off, the pedophilia and all this comes out, is exposed, there's going to be some hurt, tore up people who are genuinely going to be hurt over this, because the ones they trusted the most are the ones that were guilty, that they've been with for years. So these people are going to need somewhere to go. Where are we going to send them, guys? To the institutionalized church? Forget it, because they're combat ineffective. It's the army of God, the remnant right now, that's handling all of this. So we have to have a mechanism in place here that where we can receive these people who are hurt, or get the word out to help these people to get over this. Realize that, look, you can't put your faith in the institution, because that's what people are doing. They're putting their faith in the system, and that's what God's taking down right now. So I like what my friend Chris McDonald always says: we came in home groups, we're going out in home groups, and it's truth. It really is.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny. I went to Pinterest to look for something that you wrote at one time, and you're not even on there anymore. I mean, it's just crazy how they're censoring. I mean, not only Twitter, Facebook, you know, Instagram. Now, it's like, I really believe that we need to step in and support the Christian businesses. And we really need to hear from God, ultimately.
Sure, absolutely. You know, and they're even attacking my website at times. You know, I get emails from people saying, hey, you know, it's showing a virus or something like that. My IT guys looked into it and said, no, it's not. He said they're doing something from their end. You know, they're just trying to censor all across the board, you know, and, you know, people always say, well, let's instead of going to Twitter, move over to Parler or move over to this platform, you know, where we got the same like-minded people. Well, I don't want to do that, guys, because the reason I don't want to do that, that's not where the fight's at. The fight is on Twitter. The fight is on YouTube. The fight is to help get those saved. It's not the saved that need to be saved again. This is the mentality of the church is the problem. This is what the system has indoctrinated us into thinking, is that every time that we get a hit, we want to run. We want to go on the defensive versus going on the offensive. It's like, no, you need to stay and take ground for the kingdom and hold it at all costs. You can't hold it on some platform over here with a bunch of Christians that are like-minded. That's not where the fight's at. The fight's over here on the front lines so that we can rescue as many people as possible. That's what we're after.
Amen. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's you know, a lot of people stay in the church instead of going out to reach the people.
Let's just use the president as an example here, because they've been indoctrinated in their comfort zones, sticking in the four walls of their church. This is why America and the world is burning right now, because the church has refused its destiny. It's pushed God's hand away. So God's saying, okay, you no longer got a destiny. I'm going to hand it to the army of God, because these guys are repenting. They're praying. They're taking ground. They're holding ground. But look at what the president did. The president didn't sit in the four walls of his office waiting for people to come to him. He went out and got the people and started a movement, a worldwide movement. So that's what the church was supposed to do, but they haven't done it.
Oh, come on now. Hey, it was back in the day when the government said, do we take care of the people in the church or are you? And they, just like what you said, relinquished it back to the government. And you're right, that's where the mess is. And we have, you know, mamsy pamsy, hate to say it, but it's true, pastors that are bound down to mammon and bound down to man instead of doing what is right. And the church, they have a lack of knowledge of what's really going on, but yet when you share it,
right.
they call you, oh, you know, you're supposed to be a pastor, you're supposed to love, you're supposed to, you know, what's all this?
Well, that's because we don't have pastors in the pulpits anymore. We have CEOs of
Go
corporations.
On.
They're corporations. They're not churches, guys. When you're incorporated, you're under the state. The state is the head. When you're a 501c3, you have another level of governing over the top of you of the federal government or Baal because you're in covenant with Baal. So, you know, you've cut the head off of the Lord. He's no longer a part of that body. He's not the headship of the church any longer when you do that. Because the state is, Baal is, federal government. So when the home groups, when you're not incorporated, you're not a 501c3, you're now saying, Lord, we want your headship back on the body here in the congregation, not a church, which is a building. It's the congregation, the people. And so you're that's when you're going to see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders come back, because when Jesus is able to rest his head back on the body again, now all of these things begin to happen. The authority, the power, the miracles, all these things will be returned to the body.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I love all the times that you've been on other platforms, Chris's and so forth, just sharing the truth. And there are many that have been hungry for it. And, you know, there is going to be a way that we can get into these other platforms and really share the truth. And I know others are, you know, they're coming up with certain platforms that they're basically in control, Christians, but they'll allow the opposition so that they can minister to them. There's a difference there. Instead of the other
right.
being in control, now we
right.
are.
Exactly.
So
right.
it's not to give up, but it's to engage. You know, God's given us a voice, and so many have hidden their voice because they don't want to offend anybody. But the key is that we're in trouble, and we need to continue to pray, fast, and stand up for what is yep. legally and heavenly ours.
Right. It's target-focused prayers and target-focused repentance, guys. Repentance is what disarms the enemy and takes the legal right away from the enemy. That's why I usually always start my warfare first with the prayer, getting off the enemy's radar, then with repentance, target-focused repentance. What do I mean by that? In other words, you want your prayers, and think of it like a laser-guided bomb. You want to laser-designate the target, a specific target. In other words, general repentance would sound like this, which I've heard so many times on a lot of these national prayer calls, is that, Lord, forgive us for our sins, forgive us for what we've done, we repent for what we've done, and that's it, and they move on into prayer. That doesn't cut it. The Lord already has already shown me that. You need to specifically target, laser-designate the target, you know, and talk and go in and pray, say, Lord, you know, we repent for being a part of the 501c3 and being a part of prayer being taken out of schools. We repent for allowing and keeping our mouths shut for Roe versus Wade to be implemented across the land. That's target focused. That's what you want to do, and you start off with repentance, because that's what always is a game changer, because it disarms the enemy. He no longer has a legal right, and now you can go after him with the target focused prayers.
Oh, come on now. That's what it's all about. I love it. I love it. You know, I want to direct everybody to your website as well. And, of course, it's www.sword, as in S-O-R-D, rescue.com. Go over there, order the book, and honestly, support Mark for what he's doing. He is out there as a forerunner, making waves just like our beloved president, and getting, you know, darts thrown at him, arrows thrown at him. And I also want to ask you to intercede for him as well in the spirit. In the spirit. I like in the spirit, because the Lord knows, you know, what you need, Mark, you know. And I just really appreciate you being on tonight. Hey, babe, did you have any questions that you want to ask Mark?
I have one question real quick. It just came to my mind. Mark, you can answer this or not, but first of all, thank you for being on the call tonight and taking your time. But there's supposed to be a major announcement July 4th. Do you have any idea what that is?
That's good, honey.
Oh, boy, you're really putting me on the spot with this one, aren't you? You know, there's been speculation that of a certain individual being revealed. We can't prove it. We don't know. God has not shown me anything on it. I will say this. God gave me a dream about maybe a month or two ago. I can't remember what it was now. And in the dream, the Lord showed me Donald Trump Jr. And it was an emphasis on the Jr. And then all of a sudden, it's like I sensed John F. Kennedy Jr. Now, I'm not saying Jr.'s alive. I'm not saying he's dead. I just, there was an emphasis on the Jr. So will there be, is it, and it was literally, I went public with it on an interview, and it was like 24 hours later, Don Jr. announces he's running for office. And so I was like, wow, there was a confirmation right there. And so could it be a Jr. ticket? Yes, it could be.
Oh, my God.
But it could be also be another Jr. that has not arrived on the scene yet that we don't know about. So that's why I want to be careful with that, because I don't know that specifically that it will be John F. K. Jr. But there is some speculation that if he is alive, that could be the day that they bring him out. So I don't know. I'm just, again, it's speculation. God has not shown me anything on that. But that's all I got to say about that one.
Well, you know what I've noticed, too, is that at these rallies, I'm only seeing Pence on or Trump on there. I'm not seeing Pence on any of the signs.
Yeah,
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, you know he's coming to Orlando July 18th or July 16th or something 16th, and he's announcing his run for 2020. Now he says Pence is going to be with him, so I don't know. I have heard God has not shown me anything on Pence. But I know that there has been some stuff said about Pence that's not good, but you can't confirm it. That's the problem. And there's some other people that said, no, Pence is good. And the president himself says, no, he is running with me on 2020. So I look at it this way. Either way, God's going to have his way. If there's something wrong with Pence, God will deal with it. So I'm not too worried about it. If he's clean, he'll still be the vice president. That's the way I look at it.
Amen. Amen. Well, I wanted to also let everybody know that Alan and I are going to be interviewing Mark Taylor this Wednesday at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You could go to upfrontintheprophetic.com, and we're going to interview him there and go into a lot of deep stuff here. So you will not want to miss that call, that's for sure. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. So hop on the train. Let's go. Hallelujah. Well, Mark, hey, I want to thank you so much. We all want to thank you for joining us tonight. I know that this is typically unusual for you because you spend time with your family like you should. And to break away from that, to be with us tonight, we just thank you so much. We bless you and bless your wife as well. And again, everybody, please head on over to his website, Sword Rescue, and that's S-O-R-D, rescue.com. So into the ministry. You know, you came out with the movie and the book. Buy the book. Buy the book for everyone you know, because it is a powerful book, and you'll be blessed by it. Again, Mark, thank you for being with us. If you want to stick around, you are so welcome. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on here, and I love everybody, and I bless you guys. And just continue to take ground for the kingdom and hold it at all costs.
Amen. All right.
Amen. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, Mark. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Thank you, Lord.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we've just blessed him in the name of Jesus. Everybody, just continue to keep him in prayer. We're going to move forward here. And I'm going to have open up the line for Jeff to blow the shofar. Sorry, Jeff. Totally forgot. My mind was, what questions am I going to ask? Sorry about that, brother. But we'll open up the line for you right now so that you can blow that shofar.
Amen and amen. What powerful information, powerful information. the strategies of our King. Amen.
Amen. Mm. Yes, Lord. Woo! Glory be to God. Oh my gosh, it reminds me when my father, Patty will probably laugh, he would come into our rooms early and he'd say, "Reveille, reveille, you're burning daylight." Well, that's what I felt like. I felt like the Lord was saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, gather the troops, don't burn, you know, don't let the daylight be burnt. Let's go. Let's go. So that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. We are going to pray and we are going to let's go. Hallelujah. So what was the Lord showing you, Deb and Jeff? Well, Jeff, you go first.
Well, even before the call, I was sensing it was kind of a get up. Yeah, it's time to get up and go, and a releasing of the troops. But it was also a gathering at the same time. It's like there are troops being sent out, but at the same time, there are the special forces are being called together because there's some deep targeted target points. And the strategies, they need to be come together. Yeah, it's on a higher level of warfare. And now there are troops in movement. There are troops taking ground. But the special forces are coming together and getting their instructions and being dispatched.
That's a key thing. That's a key thing right there that you said, getting their instructions, their assignments for the battle. And and I believe that even with Mark being on the call tonight, it was like he was part of the throne room, you know, giving us instructions from the throne room, and then now we're dispersed to you know, take care of those assignments. Yeah, go ahead, Deb, and then I'll have Alan say something too.
Well, that's exactly, Jeff, what the Lord had me speak in the beginning, that we've gathered in his name of one mind and one heart, being able to speak the spoken word supernaturally, the plans that God has given, these specific topics to be covered and protected in prayer, because they are prayer target goals. And we have the authority. We have the greater works authority because we sit on the right-hand side of Jesus as he sits on the right-hand side of the Father. He gave us all the authority in his name, and it's all for his glory. So we're his instruments tonight. And so, Jeff, you just called us to order tonight to get on the wall and to pray for these specific targets, and especially those that we're going to hear on the remaining of the call. So everybody stick with us, because this is a really good opportunity to see that this is a group that really does stand in the gap for our nation for change. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, babe, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, see, everybody has their assignment before it. Just like the enemy has principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, and we also have an army. We have there's the angels, seraphim, cherubim. There are the special forces that most people don't even understand what the special forces do. Not only do they advise, like when they went into Vietnam, they advised the South Vietnamese officials and the army what to do and how to tactics and so forth. But in real wartime, when that LD goes off, they go to their place, and usually they go to what they do is they go in the enemy's deep penetration into disruption of the supply lines, the communication lines, and everything else. And so just like the Rangers have their thing, and the Navy SEALs have their thing, this is a sign. This is a sound that I get from it. It's okay. This is the LD when it goes when it hits the fan. Everybody take their place. They already know what they're going to do. They already know their objectives, and that's what I'm picking up. You know, just like the enemy has his forces, God has his forces, and believe me, God has a lot more forces than the enemy does.
Amen. Amen, honey. You got that right. Praise God. I love that. You know, that always intrigued me is, you know, if we really want to know the military, and you know, there's generals, there's ensigns, there's all different ranks, and they all have different assignments. And if we would understand that, you know, and that's where many get in trouble, is that they may think, you know, that they're a general when in fact there may be only a second lieutenant, and yet they're stepping into a general's job and they get in trouble because they're not totally equipped. So the key is to hear God and to know where to go, when to go, and what assignment is truly yours, not just because you like that other assignment over there instead of the one that you've been called to. So great words, everybody. My gosh. So I think we... we are on a roll right here. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up Janie's line. Janie, you are now open. What has the Lord been giving you this week in regards to all the stuff that's going on? I mean, we just heard about Sarah Carter Huckabee stepping down at the end of the month. We've got to pray that that next person is as tough as, I mean, you know, tough-skinned as she was, and as quick and as smart as she is. So what has the Lord been showing you?
Oh, absolutely. And Jackie's going to be praying for her too. So I'm going to have Jackie pray and, yep, and also be as loved as her, because, like, we all love her. So,
oh, yeah.
But I've got my list here. So, and that is, like, so super important, but I'm going to have Jackie pray about that. But,
okay.
I'm just going to start going down the list. So, Father,
amen.
We just thank you, because we've been praying for General Flynn on other calls, just like other people have been praying for him. And we thank you, Father, that he has now another lawyer, Sydney Powell, and she's supposed to be a bulldog, and she's supposed to be so powerful. And I'm just that we thank you, Father. And what's amazing is we had prayed for him last week because he wanted to have a different lawyer, and a judge was saying that he wasn't going to be allowed to change lawyers, and now he was, and it came through. So we just praise you, Father, but we're asking you, Father, to protect Sydney Powell, and that you would give her incredible wisdom for General Flynn. We call him exonerated. We call him pardoned. We thank you, Father, also for using everything that he knows, all the corruption that he knows about Obama and Obama arming ISIS. And General Flynn also knows people in political positions that are pedophiles. I thank you, Father, that you're using everything that he knows against the deep state. And we thank you, Father, for totally protecting him and for protecting his family and for protecting his lawyer, Sidney Powell. We praise you, Father, for that. And I wanted to now pray about just you saw last week how many people were murdered or suicided. I mean, the number could have been at least 17, and it might have gone up, and I might have lost track. But, Father, we're asking you for justice on all of the whistleblowers, on all of the people who were in the know of Hillary's crimes that were murdered and suicided last week, in Jesus' name. I'm asking you, Father, that the people, the group, the mob that is behind having these people killed would be exposed. And we're asking you, Father, again for justice for former Arkansas State Senator Linda Collins Smith, because she was exposing the corruption of the Child Protective Services, and Father, and that she was exposing the trafficking that's going on with the Child Protective Services and foster care. Now, Mary Flynn, General Flynn's sister, tweeted this. She said, "Save the children is what God is telling us as he fixes the judicial system." So that was also on my list of what Mark Taylor was talking about. And she said, "Pray that the judicial system is cleaned up." And we're thanking you, Father, and believing that the judicial system is cleaned up. And then that there's over 100,000 indictments. That, Father, with all those indictments, everyone in the deep state, everyone involved in trafficking, everyone involved in hurting children, and everyone involved in treason, Father, that every case would have a righteous judge. We thank you that it's being cleaned up. And, Father, we're asking you, just as Mary Flynn has been requesting and it's been on our hearts, Father, we're asking you to totally expose Child Protective Services, because they're not protecting children. And we're asking you, Father, to totally expose foster care. And, Father, right now, where children all over this country have been ripped out of their homes, Father, that we're asking you for justice. And we're asking you, Father, that you would do miracles and bring those children back home in Jesus' name. And we're asking you, Father, that the Adoption and Safety Family Act of 1997 that's been giving the rights away, that's been taking the rights away from parents and families. We're asking you, Father, that act would be exposed and abolished. And we're thanking you, Father. We're thanking you, Father, for exposing the Baal worship all over this country. We're thanking you, Father, for cleaning this up, and that children will be in loving homes, and they will not be trafficked anymore. And I'm asking you, Father, now, I'm asking everyone who's on the phone right now, if you can stand up and just stamp on the land, just walk on the land. And, Father, we're asking you right now, wherever there is hidden trouble, in the name of Yeshua, that where children are being forced in there for trafficking and to be sacrificed, we're asking you, Father, we say, let the children go. And we're saying, we speak to you land, and we speak to you tunnels. We call you exposed, and we thank you, Father, for sending patriots and military, righteous military, to expose them and to rescue them. And we call these tunnels all exposed. In Jesus' name, from the north, south, east, and west, we say, let the children go. In Yeshua's name, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would totally protect whistleblowers. Representative Mark Meadows said on Hannity the other day, more whistleblowers are coming forward that want to help AG Barr and Durham. And we're asking you, Father, to protect them. We thank you, Father, no evil shall befall them. We thank you, Father, for sending angels to guard them in all their ways. And I'm asking you, Father, with a deep state, that they would start turning each other in, that they would just start snitching on each other in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask you to shake up California. We're asking you, Father, that the mob of the Pelosi's, the Newsom's, the Browns, the Feinstein's, the Getty, we're asking you, Father, that you would break up that mob of California that has been ruling California. We thank you, Lord, for breaking them up, for exposing their money laundering, for exposing what they've been doing to children. We thank you for exposing their gun running. We thank you, Father, for exposing all of their corruption. And we say, California, you are free now from them. And we call the school system in California that they will not be allowed to teach kindergartners that there's 15 genders, that they will not be allowed to teach children that pedophilia is acceptable. We thank you, Father, for shaking the school system in California and all over this country. We're asking you, Father, that teachers in the schools all over this country and universities, professors, that any of them who are corrupt, who are teaching socialism and pedophilia and all this garbage, Father, that they would either quit or they would be found in scandals and they would be forced to be removed from their positions. And we're asking you, Father, to fill those positions with righteous teachers, Father, and, Father, with righteous professors. And we say that there's going to be no more of the rewriting of history. We say the history books are now going to be truthful in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you because we've been praying for Julian Assange all the time. And we're thanking you, Lord, for totally protecting him. And we thank you, Father, of what happened this week where they signed an order that he would be able to be extradited to the U.S., And, Father, we're thanking you, Lord, that he is being extradited to the U.S. if he's not here already. And we're thanking you, Father, that the final decision that's resting in the courts in the next few days, that they will say, yes, he's being extradited to the United States. And I'm asking you, Father, for just building up his body, that he would be totally healthy and that he is totally protected all around. We command Judas's away from him, and that he will be used to expose the Podesta emails. He will be used to expose all of the corruption with Hillary Clinton and the deep state in Jesus' name. And, Father, I'm asking you that you would expose Michelle Michael Obama, that the true identity of this person would be exposed for the world to see of who this person really is. And on his Twitter is a picture of her with Prince Harry, and we know that that the you know, that they're an evil family. And Father, and I just thank you, whatever plan Michelle Obama and the deep state have with Prince Harry and other princes there and the Queen or any of them, Father, any plans to take down President Trump, we say is of no effect, but the counsel of the Lord stands forever. We call their plans canceled. We thank you, Father, for even scrambling their communication and that they would not even be able to come up with any plan in Jesus' name. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And, Father, I'm asking you that we would start seeing that there, that the congressmen that we have right now and the congresswomen that are just corrupt and that they're really not working for us, but they're corrupt. We're asking you, Father, that we would see one by one that they would be exposed and removed, or that they would remove themselves in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for removing all every Muslim person that is in office, Father, that wants to have Sharia law and that's wanting to take down the United States. We thank you for taking them down in Jesus' name. We say Omar is removed. We say Tlaib is removed. We praise you, Father, for that. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for perfecting that which concerns us. Praise you. Father, we just praise you. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Woo! Glory.
Triumph. Triumph in everything that we've been praying for. Triumph in our families. Triumph, Father, in the United States. Triumph for President Trump. Triumph that the children are set free. Thank you, Lord. And no more false flags in Jesus' name. We say triumph, Lord. You always cause us to triumph. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woo! You know, when you were saying that, it just in triumph. And I am telling you, when the Word of God says, when two or more are gathered together, okay? And it, whatever we pray, if we believe, we shall receive it. And when you were saying that, I was like, you know what? I have seen, I mean, Alan put something on Facebook and someone wrote us back and said, how dare you put that on? You're supposed to be a Christian, you know, and you're supposed to walk in love. And yes, we are on both accounts. But the key thing is that we are also called to expose evil.
Yes.
We are. And we're going to keep on doing that. And we're going to keep on praying. And so it just allowed me. I saw a vision of the remnant, and then as Bruce Allen says, and we are saying this now because it is true, a remnant within the remnant, those that are fired up, that will stand in front of, I mean, of all hell breaking loose to continue to say the word of God. You know,
praise,
I mean,
the Lord.
You guys are it. You guys are it on this line. You know, and
thank you.
So I'm fired up. I'm fired up. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm excited. We're going to see more breakthroughs than ever before.
That's right. That's right. You're fired up, babe?
You better believe it. You know, in the Army, we used to say, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And when you have to I love the fact that he says, when you take that hill, you got to take that, because it's in the Bible, it talks about it. He who holds the high ground holds the power. Because you can see, you know, that fight over there in Gettysburg over Little Round Top, Big Round Top, that was for an advantage because you can see the whole battlefield from there. So there is a fight for the high ground. And, you know, when those guys went up Okinawa and other places, they had to take that. They knew they had to take it. And there was a lot of guys, there was a lot of casualties, but they took the high ground. There is a fight right now for our nation to take the high ground.
Amen.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm, you know, when you're saying that, I just thank you, Father, because we're seated in heavenly places. We are in the third heavens, and we are looking down on the second heaven where all of this bad activity has been going on, but we're above it. So we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And we're seated at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Praise God. So we battle from there. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Janie. So appreciate that. Woo, I love it. I love it. Hey, let's go to Jackie right now. I'm going to open up Jackie's line. Okay, Jackie. You know, we call Jackie our investigator. So what have you investigated this week? What are you seeing?
Well, I saw that Saturday is, as they're calling it, Impeach Trump Day of Action, and they're planning over 100 events across the U.S. to have protesting and stuff. So I thank you, Lord, that no one is going to show up to this. Actually, I thank you, Lord, that it will rain. I thank you, Lord, that no one's going to want to be outside doing any of these events. I just thank you, Lord, that no one will show up, and whatever spirit is behind these events, I thank you, Lord, we come against that spirit now in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Lord, for no violence, no chaos on Saturday across our nation in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your shalom peace over our nation. I also, Lord, I thank you for Sarah Sanders. I thank you, Lord, for blessing her for what she's done for our country. And I thank you, Lord, for blessing whatever she sets her hands to. I thank you, Lord, just for giving President Trump wisdom on replacing her. And I thank you, Lord, also if you did call Sarah Sanders to run for another government position, I just thank you, Lord, for showing her what that is, but also blessing her as a mother. But yeah, I thank you, Lord, just for giving President Trump wisdom on who to replace her with. And it'll be someone in Jesus' name that is righteous, just like Sarah Sanders was. Her secret was that she always prayed before she would go up and do the press briefing, and that's how she had the wisdom she had. And so I thank you, Lord, that it'll be another person who is righteous, who loves you, like Sarah did, in Jesus' name. And also I thank you, Lord, for blessing President Trump tomorrow on his birthday. I just thank you, Lord, just for giving him wisdom on decisions he has to make, for blessing him and his family with protection, and also for blessing them with health and strength in Jesus' name, and also just for showing them how much you love them. And I thank you, Lord, also those who have had a heart of hatred towards them, I just thank you, Lord, for turning their hearts to love them instead of hating them. And I thank you, Lord, for showing also the African-American community, especially with the things that President Trump did today, I thank you for showing them how he has a heart of compassion, and not a hateful heart, but a heart of compassion, in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, I thank you for our country. I thank you for protection for our country, protection for those who are protecting our country, like our military, our patrol agents, and our police officers. I just thank you, Lord, I claim Psalm 91 over their lives in Jesus' name. And I thank you that more people will gather around them to pray for protection for them. And I also thank you, Lord, that the wall will get built quickly. And also, I thank you, Lord, for a wall of angels around our country. And recently I found out someone that we know, his name is Lonnie Hooks. He's a spirit-filled believer. He's running for city council in Ocala, Florida. And I thank you, Lord, that he will win that. And I also thank you, Lord, there'll be more people who are spirit-filled that love you, who will run for different offices, for government positions, in Jesus' name, this next year, and that they will win. And thank you, Lord, that they have favor right now, in Jesus' name. And also, Ron DeSantis is going to sign a legislation that's banning sanctuary cities in Florida. I thank you, Lord, that more governors will do that. Like Mark Taylor was saying, I thank you, Lord, just for changing these different laws, the ones that are unrighteous laws. I thank you, Lord, for changing those laws to righteous laws. And I thank you, Lord, that there will not be any more sanctuary cities in the U.S. anymore, in Jesus' name. And also, I thank you, Lord, for that the fake news will lose their platforms. I thank you, Lord, that people will just stop watching CNN and stop watching MSNBC and any of these other fake news platforms. I thank you, Lord, that they will just totally lose viewership and just lose their platform, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, it reminds me of what is going on, you know, with this whole Saturday, Impeach Trump Day. You know, just like what you said, Jackie, we're in agreement with that. And everyone just, you know, continue throughout the week well, my goodness, today's Thursday, so tomorrow and as well as Saturday, that the eyes of the people will be opened, and that they that it would rain, and that they, if some do come, they won't even understand, and they'll realize, why am I here? This man has done nothing. So, Lord, we thank you that the eyes of the people will be opened, Lord, so that they can see, Father God. We thank you that you will lift up all those who desire to participate in these protests, and we pray that each and every one of them will be awakened to the truth, that they would repent and turn to you, Lord Father God. You say, Lord Father God, for lack of knowledge, people perish, but Lord, with the truth, they'll be set free. So we pray that their eyes and their ears, Lord, will be touched by the Spirit of God. And we ask for your angelic protection, your angel army, to cover these events and foil the plans for any violence, Lord Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just so much going on. I'm going to open up the line for several others, too. Thank you, Jackie. I so appreciate you. And actually, everybody on the call, thank you so much. You know, I just want to pray for the educational system, like Jamie said. Praise God, there was one, I forgot where it was, one school, they had one transvestite come in there. And you know what? We love them, but we hate the sin, okay? I don't want anybody to say, oh, my gosh, you know, they just pray hate or whatever. No, we love them. We have to love them into the kingdom, but we do not have to put them in authority, and we don't have to like what they're doing, okay? So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray for all those in authority in our national education system. We pray, Lord Father God, that the decisions that they make will be from your throne room, will be from your guidance, that you will open up their ears, Lord Father God, to hear you and to move by your guidance, Father God. We thank you that you will help those in authority to see that the separation of church and state is not even in the Bible, Lord, that we're supposed to get involved, Lord Father God. So I ask that you will bring revival, Lord Father God, that you will, I like what, oh, Lord Father God, what's his name, Roy Field says, you know, get in the boat. Let's just tip the boat over. Let's just rock it, you know, and tip it over. So, Lord, Father God, let the harvest be ripe for picking. Let the eyes be open, Lord, Father God. And we ask, Lord, Father God, that the professors, Lord, that you will prick their hearts, that it be a heart of flesh, that they would turn from their wicked ways, Lord, Father God, that they would stop trying to mind control the students, Lord, Father God, to turn away from the gospel. Lord, allow their eyes and their hearts and their ears to be open to know the truth. Allow them to think for themselves. Allow them to research for themselves, Lord, Father God. And Lord, may the goal not only be to understand the students, Lord, but to bring them to understanding both the moral values and the intellectual levels of the Word of God, understanding it and grabbing a hold of it and running with it, Lord Father God. So we ask that the parents of these students, Lord Father God, will start standing up and saying, no, we will not have our child stand in this classroom doing Muslim prayers or having a transvestite come and read a story or have these homosexual books on all this gross sex activity. No, we're not going to stand for it anymore. We're going to just homeschool our children. We're taking our kids out. Lord, please allow the people to stand up for righteousness. No more bowing down, being afraid to say anything. Lord, Father, just awaken the people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, it's time for the people to turn to God, to run back to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Lisa, I'm going to open up your line. What's the Lord been showing you?
Oh, thank you so much. This has been such an encouraging call. I tell you what, thank you so much for every single word. Thank you, you know, for having Mark on this call. What an absolute revealing encourager. And I think he gave us our marching orders, didn't he?
He sure did.
We are definitely going in that direction. I just want to encourage everybody with, the Lord really laid Lydia on my heart as I was, you know, thinking about this call. We as women often get very weary, and I'm talking to everybody, but of course, he just laid it on my heart to really encourage the women on the call this evening. You know, we don't hear too much about Lydia, and many times we don't hear too much about each other, but he used her in such a mighty way. You know, she was one of the first converts to Christianity, and she was described as a worshiper of God and a businesswoman with a family. I think probably every woman on this call is a businesswoman, probably with a family. And the Lord opened her heart, and her entire household are baptized. She then opened her heart to Paul, as you know, and his companions, and offered hospitality to the missionaries. And I just want to be really encouraging that sometimes it's not the massive things that we're doing. It's the day-to-day acts of kindness, of love, of forgiveness. And it's just to be, but also to remind everybody that to be kind is not to be weak. Yeah. And I think many times we as women in the marketplace, being like Lydia, selling our purple cloth, and out there, we're often misinterpreted as either weak or we, and that's not true, just because we are kind. I think it's time that we really become emboldened by many women in the Bible, and of course the Word overall, but really to reach over and encourage each other that it's okay to be bold and it's okay to be strong. And that doesn't mean that we're not kind, just like what you were saying just a couple minutes ago. So I just want to pray for everybody on the call this evening and just say thank you, Father, for everybody that was brought on this call and everybody that might have some things going on that might make their heart heavy. You know, many times when you watch the television and we hear things, our hearts can get so heavy, and it seems like such a big, big undertaking for us to take on what everybody's taking on this call. But, Father God, we know that you are the ultimate coal to our furnace. And we also know that you are the one that puts one foot in front of the other. You've equipped us for everything we need to do. We cannot doubt that. We have to move forward with confidence, and we have to be bold. And just like was just prayed, is we have to take back our children. We have to take back our schools. We have to continue to support President Trump, even when it is not popular. So, Father God, we just ask that everybody on this phone call this evening is highly, highly encouraged and just to be emboldened by the Word and the Holy Spirit, that nothing shall come between us and that. That the fear many times that grips us, and we think to ourselves, how am I ever going to do this? Father, we know that you are the ultimate designer of our days, and you are the ultimate positioner of where we should be positioned. So, Father, just raise up our faith, increase our faith, and be the encourager, Father God, when we read your word. Just let that soak into every cell of our body. Father, let us be the feet here on this earth. And, Father, I also pray for our media. You know, we have a media platform that was built just for you, Father. And we want that platform to be used. We want that to be used so mightily, nobody can touch that. So all that's the right. Nonsense that's going on out there with CNN and all the garbage that people are being fed, all the misinformation, Father, we want to raise up this platform so it's so massive that it's never going to be shut down. Nobody's going to control it, Father. It's controlled by you, and it's controlled by your people. And we know that it is stated that the most dangerous American is the misinformed. So, Father God, we just ask for the ability to inform, to educate, and through that, to encourage. We want to, again, be your arms and your feet, your cameras, your voice box, your just everything when it comes to the media. And, Father, I just, again, bless everybody on this phone. I ask for your protection, just like Mark was praying in the beginning, that prayer, absolutely a reminder that we need to be prayed up when we go to warfare. We need to put that armor on. We need to be covered. Because, Father, the warfare has been so strong, and I'm sure there's been many people on this call that are feeling it, including myself. Father, we just ask for that, again, that protection that is so bulletproof that no weapon formed against any one of us and our families and our government, President Trump, Father, you raised him up to be who he is today. And, Father, just give us the wisdom, the insight, so we know what to do every single day to support him, his family, those that he's putting in office. And, Father, we also ask that there does not, nobody passes through those White House doors that is not chosen of you.
Yeah.
We ask that there is no sheep that is in wolf's or sheep that is in wolf's clothing or wolf that's in sheep's clothing, Father God. We just ask that that is being revealed. So sometimes if we can be deceived in who this person is, Father, make sure, Father, we just ask that that wisdom is being just given to Donald Trump at the very moment that he needs that wisdom to make decisions. Father, we just ask for that extreme, extreme wisdom and, again, that protection. So we thank you, Father God, for this call. We thank you for everybody on it. Father, and just, I love you. I continue to ask for your forgiveness for things that are done and not knowingly and unknowingly. And Father, we just thank you. We love you. Amen.
Amen. Boy, that was powerful, because that's our heart, is to have a platform that enables us to not only have that for prayer, but for people to come on that are well-versed in, like, you know, Mark Taylor, to speak what is going on, and others that have eyes to see in places where we're not. You know, and we perish for a lack of knowledge. And I mean, that is our passion, is to get these platforms.
Oops, did we lose you?
I think she must have had something happen with her phone. Well, praise God. Let's see if she gets back on. Alan, are you there also?
Yes, I am. I'm going to check on her. Hold on.
Okay.
You guys just keep talking. Keep praying.
Yeah. So this is Debbie, everybody. So thank
you
for being on the call.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can hear you. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay, great, great, great. Yeah, I'm not sure. It kept on asking me to go into subconference. I'm not sure what that was, but hallelujah. You know, just thank you. Thank you so much, Lisa, for just, you know, going into that, especially for the platforms, you know, and not only platforms for media, and that's Alan and I's passion, but for government, there are several people that I know of that need to be in that place to step in, but yet fear has brought them to step back. You know, there is no time for that. We have to jump in 2020 or forever hold our peace. You know, I mean, none of us are perfect. Being a minister and ministering, do I say every single thing perfectly? No. I mean, I stumble my words sometimes. You know, none of us are perfect. So the key is we've got to step up and step out, and the Holy Ghost will guide us in all that. Thank you so much, Lisa. That was absolutely powerful, and I love about Lydia. She was in the marketplace. She was successful, and a lot of times, you know, with everything going on around us, we feel beat down. So that was so encouraging. I so appreciate that. Woo, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. He is so good. Amen. Hey, let's go to Kathy. Hey, Kathy, I'm going to open up your line.
Hey, praise God. So,
amen.
So I saw this sort of vision of the roots, you know, how you've got a tree and it's got all those roots, and just picture the roots all through the ground. And God wants us, there are roots that don't belong there, right, Fran, in all of us. And God wants us to partner with him to remove those roots that don't belong there, and just to ask him what those roots are, what those things are that have kept us back, and ask him to reveal. And then we just need to renounce those things, forgive who we need to forgive, and just including forgiving ourselves, and just ask him to reveal his truth about those fears and concerns that we had. And then we begin to speak those truths and let him renew our minds. And I saw like that ground with those roots, and the Lord, we partnered with him, and he was just pulling them out, and those roots were coming out. And so then just imagine those places where the roots were, and now they've been taken out, and they've got these spaces, these empty places, these crevices in there. And I just saw him filling those crevices and those cavities where the roots were with his glory. And so then that ground, then that ground became fertile ground. So I just feel like the Lord, what he wants to do with the remnant, and even the remnant within the remnant, to bring us to that place where we need to be. We need to ask him what those things are that have held us back, what those roots are, and just replace it with his truth, and ask him what his truth is for that each and every situation. And no matter how many roots you need to remove one by one, just we're supposed to do it. And the Lord's going to expose motives and bring his bride to a place of complete transparency. And we're going to, because he wants to bring us to a place where we've never been before, and we know this. So there has to be a softening of our hearts. So what he wants to do with us is based on our hearts. He wants to give us pure hearts. And so he's revealing things and cutting things out of us that we don't even know are there, because he's going to release his bride into a whole new dimension that we cannot go to with all that, those roots and that baggage. Like ears have not heard and eyes have not seen, nor has it even entered into the heart of man, right? The things he has for us. And so those who will allow him to change their hearts, we're going to enter into those things where ears have not heard and eyes have not seen. And the Spirit of God right now is just, he's just hovering over the earth, and he's hovering over America and over all the chaos, you know, just like you read about in Genesis. He's just hovering, and he's looking for a place to land. And we are going to move into such an authority like we've never had. We're going to move into those things that Abraham longed to see. Hallelujah. And as we just let the Lord renew our minds, and as we're willing to go through the process and our minds are renewed, we're going to be transformed, and we're going to walk into this whole new authority. That's what I see coming for the remnant. The devil was powerful, and he was influential, right? Because he took a whole third of the angels with him, and he fell from heaven, but he didn't have authority once he got here. He had power and influence, but he didn't have authority, and so he had to steal that from Adam. And then the second Adam came to destroy all the works of the enemy. And we can walk again in authority, but we have to partner with the Holy Spirit to get rid of those roots and those things that so easily hinder us. And there's such a mighty, mighty, mighty move of God coming. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
We're excited too, girlfriend. Come on.
We're gonna become the healers, right? We're gonna become healers like never before. And you know, Alan said, before Alan posted something on Facebook and people were upset, but you know what? I've been reading Deuteronomy, and it says things like in Deuteronomy 7, break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down their Asherah poles, burn their idols in the fire, for you're a people holy unto the Lord God, and the God's chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth. So he wants us to walk in love. We love the sinner, but we are supposed to tear down all this crap.
Right, exactly.
Just laws.
Right, exactly.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
Amen. Well, you know, knowledge is power. So that's what they're afraid of, that the truth will get out there, and the truth is what sets people free. So as the truth is exposed,
right,
you know, that's what the MSM is trying to hide. That's what the Freemasons, I'm just going to call it out. That's what Illuminati,
cabal, whatever you want to call it. That's what they are such a systematic. Do you know that they came out with a systematic way to control the churches? I mean, if you just read about it,
that
they came out with an international council of churches, and there's over 30 denominations under it. There's a lot of control. A lot of things are going on for many years because they want a one world religion as well as one world global. Now they're calling globalism because one world religion or one world government or the new world order.
New world order.
Like so
sure.
Now they're calling it globalism, and they probably changed it since then. But there is a sinister plot by these people and some of the dark state, whatever you want to call it, they're all together to take down any sovereignty in the United States. And I thank God for President Trump who declares our sovereignty, make America great again. That's who we are.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, one more thing I saw in Deuteronomy, and you know, all this stuff that's happening, we can get a little nervous sometimes. You know, we step out of, you know, the place of prayer and we're looking at, people are looking at, well, why isn't this done? Why isn't that done? Why isn't, but you know, it takes time. It's been years and years. It's been hundreds of years that they've been trying to take over the world. And I saw tick-tock. I saw the Lord watching all this stuff that's been going on for centuries, and it's just tick-tock, tick-tock. He was steady like a clock. He's not afraid. It's all in his timing. It's just tick-tock.
That's right.
Tick-tock. I just saw the celestial clock and the Lord, and he sits in the heavens, and he laughs. And other part I read in Deuteronomy says, the Lord will drive out the nations before you little by little. That's what it says, little by little. So we don't have to be freaked out that not everything's happening at once. And it says, little by little, you will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, or the wild animals will multiply around you, but the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, throwing them into great confusion until they are all destroyed.
Come on now. Little by little. It is happening. It is happening. People are becoming aware.
Amen.
Yeah. And in that TikTok, he is revealing what the enemy has tried to bamboozle so many people. You know, you look at the, as Alan said, the New World Order, globalism, secret society, shadow government, the list goes on. But their objectives were to abolish all ordered governments, private property, inheritance, patriotism, your family, religion, create a world government, because they thought we were ignorant, didn't know how to run our own lives. Why the abortions? Okay, they want control, and the abortions go right into cannibalism, drinking their blood for power, all this stuff. This is out there, and people need to be aware of the Satanism that has and the sacrifices that have been going on within, you know, our government, and even sadly enough within the church, you know. So like many have said, they're going to go away from the big established churches, go to home groups, go to smaller gatherings, you know, for family, you know. So people are starting to be awakened in that TikTok. As things are happening, he is revealing and opening our eyes to the truth.
Amen.
Why?
Thank
so we
Jesus.
Can pray. So that we can pray. And when we pray, prayer changes things. That's the key. Right there.
That is the key.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
My gosh. Yeah, that's good. That's good, Kathy. Praise God.
Amen. Praise
oh,
God.
My gosh. Yeah, praise God that he's opening the eyes of the people. It's a remnant within a remnant. You know, it's those that do not bow down to the establishment, do not bow down to mammon or people, but know what's right in their heart. You know, the word of God that breathes within us, you know, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. You know,
amen.
And so, yeah, it's some powerful times, powerful times.
Praise God. Yes.
It's all good. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
I
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you, Fran.
Love you, girl. You know,
hey, honey,
yeah,
I wanted to say something real quick for those who are listening, and I think they'll agree.
we're not talking about, you know, that, that everybody in government is bad or that everybody in first responders, the majority, most of them, the vast majority of them are good American citizens, patriots, et cetera. There are some corrupt those that are in power, like FEMA. FEMA has, most people don't even understand that there is an executive order and how FEMA was created and where the money came from FEMA. And that they have, there's an executive order that was already passed. They could use it at any time, basically calling on martial law. They don't call it martial law. They call it confiscation of your personal property for the good, the betterment of the government. To me, that's like socialism, the state, you know. But there's a whole lot of stuff that's under FEMA that people, executive orders that people don't even know that was passed years ago, under George Bush and so forth. So we know what we're dealing with. We just have to. But as people are awakening, the report I was reading about that, they said they never expected Donald Trump to win, and they never expected people to become awakened. You know, I don't
aware,
know a lot of
yeah,
that, but aware, because awakened is somewhat you know, symbolism of the New Age that's infiltrating the church. But people are becoming aware of what's going on, and they're waking up.
Yeah, and they're making their voices heard and standing. So, I mean, that's the key. You know, we can pray in our closet and everything, and that's great, but we really need to step up and voice our opinions, you know. And it's not going to be at times pretty, you know. People are not going to like you. But you know what? We're here for, you know, to stand for righteousness, for what's good, you know. So, yeah, right on, honey. That's powerful. Hey, I'm going to head on over to Randy. I'm going to open up Randy's line. Hey, Randy, what's the Lord been showing you?
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
I was praying earlier, and I really felt like the Lord was talking about a shift, that there's a shifting into alignment, that favor is coming to God's people, where things have been directed away from his people and things were misaligned a little bit. Circumstances are being shifted to bring things into a perfect alignment to receive new favor in this season beginning now. That blessings are coming in proper alignment, where things seemed a little bit out of sync and were slightly mistimed. The blessings are now coming into his people's path. Relationships are being resynchronized and aligned. Divine connections are being aligned into your path to create new and better relationships, and not only the personal, but also into the business arena. Family misalignments are being straightened out as well and realigned. A synchronicity is coming into the families of God's people. There's also nationally, a new alignment of ideals that are coming to our nation. North Korea, Russia, and China are coming into alignment with my plan, says the Lord. The sudden realignment of U.S. relationships is going to shock the press and shock the world. There will be bumps along the way after the announcements that will happen after the synchronization. But because of the bad guys, that's the only reason. It's not because of the main relationship. There'll just be a few of the bad guys who are being controlled by the enemy, causing a few bumps in the road. So in the end, though, God's plan is being accomplished. So I really felt like that the Lord is speaking, that there's the shift into this new alignment. Things are being aligned. And it's happening now. So, Lord, right now, I just lift up the judicial system to you, Father. I just pray that every single judge who is appointed and who gets into that position will be put in place by your hand, because they are a godly, he or she is a godly person who fears you and will uphold the rule of law in the land. We come against false flags tonight that we call for the false flags to cease and desist, where it looks like Iran is trying to start trouble. I do believe it is just a few people who are trying to cause a false flag. It may very well be Iran, but it is the puppet masters commanding the bad actors in Iran to cause violence and stir up strife and tension to begin a war, even convincing them that it is the time to start a holy war and to destroy the great Satan. But I say, nope, no more. We come against that. We command the host of heaven to go forth now to defeat the enemy, to cut off the communication lines, to cut off the supply chain, to disarm their weapons, to cause them to drop their slings and their arrows and their fiery darts. And we speak into the heavenlies to put up a shield right now to protect all of the innocent, all of the commerce, all of the trade, and all of the relationships that have been formed behind the scenes and are continuing to be solidified and finalized at this very hour. Right now, I just looked at the president to you, Father. I just thank you for him. I thank you for his wisdom. I thank you for his heart that is turning towards you more and more each and every day. I pray for supernatural wisdom for him, that you will show him danger while it is still far away, and that you will give him supernatural wisdom on how to overcome the plans of the enemy, that it will be fruitless. All the plans of the enemy will fall to the ground and be shattered into a million pieces. I thank you for Melania. I thank you for a wonderful first lady. We ask you to bless her, bless their marriage, Father. We thank you for love that is growing between them. I thank you for mutual respect and honor and dignity between the two, that they are a model example of how to live a godly marriage. Lord, we just thank you for them. We ask you to strengthen that and solidify that marriage. I lift up the administration that the president has, Lord. I thank you for people who are being put into office, put into place, and even being replaced as they move on to new and bigger adventures and even governorships. Lord, I thank you for that administration, and we ask you to bless them, protect them, keep them safe, give them wisdom, give them strength to lead, serve, and protect the country. Lord, we just thank you for every single person who is put in leadership over us and over this nation and over the states and the cities and the local governments. We ask you to bless them, protect them, and keep them safe. Let them turn their hearts towards you and be convicted that they know they need to follow the Almighty God's precepts, commands, and just the law of love. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for blessing this nation. We thank you for the financial turnaround. We thank you that you are realigning even the markets, that the markets are being realigned and the currencies are being realigned for fair trade. Lord, we thank you for fair trade between the U.S. and between China. I thank you for standards that are being set so that no one can cheat, but the trade remains fair even over long, long, long periods of time into the future. So, Father, right now, we thank you for tonight. We ask you to bless Mark Taylor. Keep him safe, surround him with a hedge of protection, and give him great favor in all that he sets his hand to. Lord, we thank you for Alan and Francine. We ask you to bless them, keep them safe, watch over them. We speak a blessing into their coffers, their financial coffers, Lord. We command their bank accounts to fill up. We call in the new equipment for the new broadcast and the station for video switching, cameras, HD, 4K, routing, blending, special effects, and also all the audio that goes along with that. Lord, we thank you for it. We call in the equipment so that they can grow and multiply the ministry. We thank you for new property, new land that you are bringing into the kingdom use. Lord, let them be good stewards over this new property. We call that forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Yes, Lord, we agree with those words. Praise God, praise God. Oh, my gosh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My gosh, I'll tell you what, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. You know, I want you to make a commitment to pray daily for your nation. You know, pray the prayers included, you know, within your heart, that you go on to swordrescue.com. That's Mark Taylor's website, sordrescue.com. Any other, you know, prayers from the Spirit, just pray with purpose and passion daily, because I'll tell you what, minutes can change crisis into hope when we take the time to pray. Prayer changes things. And, you know, our Lord loves to hear it. He loves to hear it, and he loves our nation, really. So I want to thank everybody. I'm going to ask my husband if he has anything to say, and then I'll have Jeff do the prayer of blessing. Also wanted to let you know that on the 18th at 9 p.m. on upfrontintheprophetic.com, we'll be interviewing Patricia King. And then on the 19th at 2 p.m., we'll be interviewing Mark Taylor again into some really deep government stuff. So it's going to be a great call. Go ahead, babe. What else did you want to say, hon?
Well, I don't know if you've already talked about Monday night or not, moving to the National Prayer Call, but just to reiterate it, we are moving the National Prayer Call, this call tonight, to Monday nights. And it was just easier for people to get on Monday nights. And I know a lot of ministries are very active Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays and Sundays. And we felt that and Mondays are down. Is a downtime for a lot of ministers to rest. So we just felt that Monday was a better day. We've been consistent on Thursday nights, but you need to think about making some time on Monday to join us.
Yeah, that's good, honey. Thank you for that. Also, keep a lookout for fireonthealtar.com. It's going to be part of our one of our other websites on Upfront in the Prophetic, bringing you true news, okay, that's not fake news, all right? Prophetic news as well as events that are going to take place, special speakers coming into town or being on, being interviewed or on our prayer calls like Mark Taylor. So keep an eye for that. And the other website, of course, is upfrontintheprophetic.com. They should be up and running in about a week or two. We have our programmer doing that now. So, Jeff, I'm going to open up your line for...
One other thing real quick.
Oh, yeah, babe. Uh-huh.
Make sure that you, if there's somebody that you know that is a prayer warrior or would like benefit from either joining along with us or to pray themselves on the line, please spread the word. A lot of times people just keep it to themselves and they look forward to coming on, but then again, they don't. That's how we, you know, that's how we spread it. More, we have advertising and so forth and so on, but word of mouth is always the best policy.
That's right. That's right. And I know that, you know, one or two can change the world. But there are so many that are so uninformed. And as you noticed on this prayer call, we not only pray, but we bring some key points that perhaps you might not be aware of to the forefront so that you can pray for it. So that's a good point, honey. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, Jeff, I got you open.
Amen and amen. Another wonderful and powerful evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yevirechka Adonai, Beish Neraka, Ya'er Adonai Panav, Elaka Vahunaka, Vasa Adonai Panav, Elaka, Beasem Akash Shalom, Beasem Akash Shalom. The Lord bless you and watch guard and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you, and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Shalom aleichem. Peace to you and your house. Amen and amen.
Now, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. And I also wanted to give a shout out before we close out to the Tar Heels, blue and white. Woohoo! All right, Deb, I'll have you close out.
All right. Okay, everybody.
That was sent out to someone special.
Wonder who they are. All right, very good. All right, everybody, we're going to close this out.